The Party by Chris Odom, Laura Wood, and Lorenzo Delgado.
The girl approaches the bodyguard and asks to get in free to visit her celebrity friends. Name, please.
I'm not on the list, but can you let me into the party? My friends are in there.
Yes, ma'am. Right this way.
Thank you, sir.
Nerd walks up after girl goes in. Name, please.
Theodore.
Really? That's your name?
Yeah, that's my name. My mom named me. We were a poor family. We couldn't afford a better name.
But your name isn't on the list.
So, but can you let me in anyway?
No, I can't.
But you let her in free, and she isn't on the list. That's just not fair.
She's way better looking than you, and she looks like the celebrity in the new commercial. But do you don't look like somebody that's in a commercial.
No, but that's not fair.
Sorry, no exceptions.
But that isn't fair. Just because she is better looking than me, just because she is richer, has straighter hair, it doesn't matter. I should be let in. What's the difference between me and her? So what if I have tape on my glasses? That's the way I am. Or if my pants are higher than they should be. It's just not fair. I'm different just like everyone else.
I don't care. No exceptions.
Girl comes back.
Don't keep him out just because he wasn't in a commercial or looks like someone that wasn't a commercial. Please let him in.
Okay already. Go inside.
What now, big dog? Bye.
I was once like him. I, too, was the nerd in the class. But commercials changed the way I was, and he let me in the party. This is what happens when people look like each other's parents and not what they really are. It wouldn't be fair if someone treated you by the way you look.
The end,
man.
Sorry, I didn't. That's cool.